Now, I sit down with Danny Burke and Steve Tartarici, two of the three partners from Legion ABS. These guys do events for big-time political campaigns. They've done stuff with Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and many, many more. I dive deep with Danny and Steve about their business partnership and how they would take a bullet for one another. Keep listening and hear more about how these entrepreneurs came together and have built something very special, this dynamic business partnership. All right, now I have the pleasure of bringing on Danny Burke, Steve Tartarici, partners at Legion AVS. You guys have done some incredible stuff. You've worked with some very famous people. Steve, talk to us about all these famous people that you work with. A lot of them are in politics, am I right?
We've done a fair amount in politics, a little bit in entertainment, but our background kind of formed with specializing in presidential and governor races. Like, the first project that Dan and I worked on together was the governor's race in Illinois for the guy who's currently governor.
Okay.
We've worked with pretty much almost every Republican candidate for the 2016 election, and then we worked with
almost
every candidate, and then even a couple on the Democratic side and some of the last administration as well.
Well, Danny, talk to us about what Legion AVS is. What do you guys do in helping these politicians to get the news out?
Well, basically, we do the live event aspect, so anything that has an audience or a crowd. Basically, if there's an event for the public, we are the team that comes in and we build the stage, we do the lighting, we do the sound, we make sure that the news cameras can get what they need for the news, and also make sure that the event is giving the correct messaging and the correct image that the candidate is looking to put out.
Okay, so you go around the country with politicians or entertainers, and you provide all the audiovisual stuff. So would you agree with Steve about these, this experience and how you guys got this thing going and who your big clients are?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely started in politics. Like Steve said, the first one was Illinois. We weren't even a business at that point. It was just I had a contract, and I brought him in to help me out because I was drowning. And we ended up living together in a little apartment. We made bunk beds. We were tight.
Who had the top bunk?
Dan, I did.
Dan was top. We literally built from scratch queen size bunk beds because that's the entrepreneurial spirit.
From
right there.
Bunk beds to building this huge media company. Okay, so you brought in other partners too. Talk to us about the business partner aspect of building Legion ABS.
Basically, we have three partners. It's me, Steve, and our other partner, Mark. And I'd say we've all known each other for a lot of years, kind of grew up together. So my main thing was, I trust these guys basically with my life. But we also we kind of overlap. So I do live events. I've been doing live events for 12 years. Steve's been doing video for a long time. And Mark is the only one of us who ever went to college.
He's
got
right?
the business degree, so he keeps us on track to make sure we're not spending all our money on toys.
Well, you said would take a bullet for you. That trust doesn't happen by accident. How did you guys build that level of trust?
Well, Steve? I think we're kind of different than most business partners, considering Dan and I have been friends since ninth grade. And then Dan and Mark have been friends since Mark was born.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we've got a little bit more...
It's the history, the time.
Yeah. Before we ever started going into business together, we were, best friends.
You had each other's back in the
yeah,
day.
If I was having a birthday party, it would probably be at Danny's house.
Oh, okay.
Because he lived in the cool place in Santa Cruz. And, actually, that's kind of how, the whole conversation of even starting a company happened. We were going to Safeway to grab some food to go back to his house and grill and have some friends over, and he said to me, why don't we have a company together? Why aren't we working together? I've got this other guy, Mark. Let's do this.
So, Danny, the secret to starting a company and building this team is really have a cool house in Santa Cruz. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So beyond that, talk to us about how you built the company.
We got some really lucky breaks, but I completely agree that it's all about, luck happens and you need to be ready to jump on it. And so, we started this company with, we had made $5,000 doing freelance stuff together, and we bought a little sound system that was not super awesome, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And then we flew it all out to New Hampshire because we got the opportunity to do some of John Kasich's first stuff. you know, rooms with 13, 15 people. Nobody was coming out to him. Nobody knew who he was.
You're flying all the way out for a 13-person gig.
Right, exactly. Wow. And we got a storage unit in New Hampshire, and we said, we're going to live out here. And we did, and we just grew and grew and grew and grew.
You lived out in New Hampshire or just for that moment?
For about 9 months. Okay. I guess no, we were in New
you
Hampshire
flew out
like
there, didn't have
months.
The money to fly back, so you set up shop?
We would go back and forth every like 2 weeks. Okay. But yeah, we lived out of hotels in a little storage unit. And
well, I guess New Hampshire, that's the presidential race.
First primary in the Republican primary. So basically we just, you know, we were decentralized for the first 2 years, just being on the road. Mm-hmm. And then from there we thought, okay, so we're good at the live event stuff, but we're not utilizing Steve. Like Steve does video,
right?
And he's schlepping cables and cases and steel deck and doing all the stuff that he's not meant to be doing.
Right. He's above that, right?
He's the brains, you know? He's behind a computer, which is great because I cannot do that.
Yeah.
And so after that, we started being like, okay, so what's our next step to be utilizing everybody in their best capacity? And now we're really starting to groove on that, which is great.
Yeah. Okay, so Steve, how do you guys divide up the work and who's in charge?
Well, depends. So anything video, film, digital is all me.
Okay.
90% of the time. Dan handles events, logistics, kind of a little bit of the client management.
Customer facing stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like in recent months, we've kind of fully embraced our strong suits and created like different branches of the one company. But then we kind of have interchangeable roles as management. And
what's Mark do? He's not here. Where do you got him? All? He's off working while you guys are hanging with Haney, huh?
Exactly.
He likes to hang out with you, too. He does a lot of our client generation. He does our finance management, like all the back end, making sure all of our employees are taken care of. That's a big, big key for us because like we've all worked for that bigger company that will take advantage of you until there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of our big goal, is we didn't want to be those people. We wanted to hire people that looked at us as, yes, bosses, but as someone that they could rely on and trust and be friends with. And that kind of company culture transitioned into how we interact with our clients as well. So like making sure our employees are taken care of so that they go out and exude our brand of being approachable, business-minded people that can take care of you and make your brand experience 100% is important for us.
Well, Danny, you know, you talk about trust and taking a bullet for one another and the team. Talk to us about how the chemistry works. How do you divide up the roles, and what would you say what mistakes have you made along the way?
Every single mistake there is to make. I mean,
one of our biggest, it's a big pro and con, is we never say no. So that's kind of gotten us to where we are, is like when we
just
get a
say
call,
yes.
Hey, you want to move to the East Coast and do a presidential campaign? Absolutely. Yes, we want to.
Yes, we want to.
Like, do you want to, like, we have a massive event coming up in Arkansas. Do you want to handle a week-long event for the biggest people in business? Sure, why not?
Wow.
Is that
Walmart? Is that the Walmart people?
Yeah, we're working with the Walton family. Yeah.
Holy cow. How do you guys, right, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, I know a lot of your clients, right? So, or I don't know them personally, right. But I know of them. Now we're talking Walmart? How the heck do you guys land clients like that? Come on now, Danny.
I mean, it's all word of mouth. So we work with someone, and we do our very best to make them never have to worry
about
a single thing.
So Hillary texts Sam Walton Jr. or whatever.
That is how we got that connection. It's through the same company. We worked on the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Oh,
and
my
the
gosh.
Company that we worked under reached out to me saying, hey, we have this big event. We want someone to come on and manage all the teams.
Are you on like a text basis with Hillary Clinton, or are you
no,
dealing with her
I've
people?
Never met, I've never met. Okay. Steve's the only, he's the only one who's actually met her. I never met her.
So you deal with, who do you deal with on a presidential campaign or a big time campaign? You're not dealing with the actual politician. You're dealing with one of their handlers?
The advanced team
okay.
is the term. So it's the guys who, they are working for the campaign, and they go out like a week early, and they source, you know, the production company, which is us. They source backdrops, bike rack, barricade, security, the vent, everything. So we make their lives easier by traveling with them. So normally how it used to go is they would come in like a week or two early and find a local vendor and like source it all from the ground up. And we say, rather than do that, we'll just follow you. And you know we have everything you need, and we'll just go to the next one. So our goal is to make, like I said, their life as worry-free as possible. So they go, oh, we need this. And we say, it's already done. Already handled.
Already in the truck.
Yeah. And that way, you know, so then they're like, we can rely on these guys. So they just bring us everywhere.
Well, the Walton family can hire whoever the heck they want. Why are they reaching out to these people in this little town of Sacramento to do their work? Why you?
Well, we're one step removed. So they didn't call us out, but they have a PR firm who we worked with who called us because they know that we do fantastic work and they have a level of quality that they need to hit. And local vendors might be able to hit it, but they might need help to hit it. Yeah, and so if I can come out there and guide them to, you know, I mean, it's little things, but it's little things that you look at something and you say, I don't know why that doesn't look great, but there's something about it. And it's, you know, it's messy cables. It's just not quite finished. And so,
Steve, what's your proudest moment so far?
Oh man. I've got a few. Jeez. I mean, just the amount of events and things that we've accomplished. I mean, we went from being three guys with $5,000 and a storage unit of gear to now doing national campaigns. I mean, geez, for John Kasich, I think we did over 200 events in like 9 months.
Wow.
For me personally, like on just a video and logistics end, one of my most recent shoots we just did with Visit California for like the grand reopening of Highway 1. So that was just an absolute logistics nightmare that we happened to pull off. It was 6 photo op events across 135 miles in 6 hours. And we had to capture every bit of that. We had 2 video teams, 4 camera operators, 4 drones, 2 editors, and we're all leapfrogging all the way down Highway 1 from Laguna Seca to Morro Rock, all while pushing out media live to the news and everything. It was ridiculous. Wow. And some of the most stunning footage we got, because we actually had to get federal permission to be able to fly in half the places we flew in. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was
proud
awesome.
Moment.
Absolutely,
proud moment.
Yeah.
How about you, Danny? Proud moment?
I mean, I think it's, like Steve said, it's this year, like, because we were decentralized for so long. And so 2016, we were on campaign all year. End of 2015, we were on campaign. And then 2017, we kind of came back and said, what are we doing? Like, we don't have a client anymore. All of the campaigns are over. And so 2017, we did some, like, reimagining. And now in 2018, we've really, like, I feel like we've hit our stride. And so it's just, yeah, we now have 12 part-time employees. We have 2 full-time employees.
Just move shops twice.
We move shops twice. Yeah,
get into bigger spaces.
Okay, so beyond the bunk beds, beyond the Santa Cruz beach house, and going to Safeway and hanging out with your buddies, advice to entrepreneurs, right? We have people out there who only dream about building entrepreneurial ventures like you have built. Advice. Danny, quickly give us some advice, and I'll turn it over to Steve as we wrap up.
Do like these other guys did, and save up first. It's probably a good idea.
We save up a little money.
I mean, do dive in and give it your all, but maybe do some planning beforehand other than like, I'm good at this. Let's start a business.
Yeah.
Pre-plan, have an idea, set goals that you can accomplish and set goals that you can't accomplish, but set goals and kind of know where you want to be going.
Steve? Closing thoughts, advice?
I was just going to say, work with people you trust with skills that complement your own. Like, because I definitely know that I have weak points. So having business partners that are good at filling in those gaps so that I can put my best foot forward in what I'm best at, that is 100% the best way to do it.
Steve and Danny, 2 of the 3 business partners at Legion AVS, thanks for sharing your story today. Thanks for what you do. We have worked with you many times, and we love what you are doing for us here at Haney Biz, but we having this entrepreneurial story right here out of the hometown we love.